Hey everyone, Amanda here. I just wanted to drop in a quick note that when I recorded this episode of The Handsel, it was at the very end of April. I record my episodes in one big batch for the month, and the news about the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe had not been announced yet. Of course, it shouldn't have been because that was a leak. So I wasn't predicting knowing whether or not they were going to overturn it that quickly. So in this episode where I'm recommending a book about the topic of abortion, I mentioned waiting for that decision to be handed down because it wasn't supposed to come until the summer. So I just wanted to drop a note that, you know, this might sound a little bit outdated, but everything that I say about the book and its relevance remains true. And that's it. All right, here we go. Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Handsel, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about. This is Amanda Nelson, and today's Handsel is Life's Work by Willie Parker. Let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have seven great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number six. So if he is to have seven great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books and all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode.
Life's Work is a bit of an older title. It came out in 2018, and the subtitle is A Moral Argument for Choice. And I picked this book because abortion is in the news a lot these days, more than it should be, as several states have instituted full bans of abortion for any and all reason in kind of preparation for the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, which that is expected to come down this summer. So there's a lot of talk about it. I've noticed that in my personal life, people are talking about it more when, I don't know about y'all where you live, but you know, in the South, it's kind of the last bastion of polite conversation. So it doesn't come up that much, but it's starting to come up more here, especially because in Virginia, we just elected a Republican governor, and the only thing standing between an abortion ban and this state is one Democrat seat in the state Senate. So it's coming up a lot. And I always recommend this book to anyone on any who feels any kind of way about it, because Willie Parker is a doctor, obviously. He's Black, he is a Christian, and he is from the very, very deep South. He was raised as a fundamentalist Christian. He is still a practicing Christian. And he kind of, conversion is not the right word, but changed his mind about abortion when he read a Good Samaritan, or an interpretation of the Good Samaritan speech that Martin Luther King Jr. gave. And he realized that in order to fully practice his faith, he had to be able to show compassion for everyone all the time, and that included in his practice. And at the time, he was a doctor, an OBGYN, practicing in Hawaii. He had a private practice, very posh. And he gave that up to be an itinerant abortion provider in the Deep South. So he moves to Mississippi and Alabama, where he travels between the very few remaining abortion clinics in those states in order to provide abortion services to women who need them. So this is a book both from a doctor, which I think it is of the utmost importance that we hear from doctors about this issue and not politicians. So he's a doctor, and he also is a person of faith, which is the reason that, you know, the thing that is informing a lot of people's feelings about abortion in general and in like how they feel like it should be applied policy-wise. So he has all of these different perspectives. He's been very conservative around the issue. He's been obviously more liberal around the issue. He is coming from a place of medical care and also care for his fellow humans that he feels is an imperative of his faith. And he's also talking a lot about, you know, the effects of doing this on his life, which includes constant death threats, which is a thing that I have seen the provider at the clinic where I volunteer experience pretty constantly. We have police protection on the property when she is there because she gets so many threats against her life. The patients don't get police protection, but the doctor does, which is a whole other rant I could go on. But anyway, so as the conversation moves more and more to the forefront, and as it certainly will over the summer when the Supreme Court inevitably overturns Roe. I mean, maybe I'm wrong there, but I'm not. We all know I'm not. So when that happens and it becomes more and more of a conversation, I think this is going to be a really valuable work to revisit, even if some of the legal parts of it might be a little outdated by then. His perspective is just so valid and important. So that's Life's Work, A Moral Argument for Choice by Dr. Willie Parker. And that's it. Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you to our audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find more recommendations at bookriot.com and more podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. Please email us if you have feedback at getbooked@bookriot.com, but don't email me about abortion because I won't read it. You can review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can find us online. I'm on Instagram at I'm Amanda Nelson. Jen is on Twitter at JenIRL, and on Instagram at I am JenIRL. That's done with two N's. We will be back on Thursday.